What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another exciting episode of
Four Number News!
In today's episode, we've got some stories to talk about. In case you're not subscribed, you definitely should hit that subscribe button, hit that bell to get all notifications so you don't miss out. You could also catch Four Number News on all podcast streaming services. Don't miss out. Make sure to tune in. Okay, people, so for starters, we got a couple of pieces of Boruto news in particular regarding the future of the anime, Jump Festa. Yeah, this is going to be pretty significant stuff because the Boruto anime, as it stands right now, moving forward, its future, in particular, what they're going to be doing with it is definitely uncertain, and it's looking rather intriguing, especially with all of these updates that I got here for you guys today. We're absolutely going to talk about it. We also got a story regarding Saint Seiya and a live action Saint Seiya that they're doing, and I'm not even gonna lie, when I heard about it, I was like, wait, what? Live action, huh? Saint Seiya, really? This doesn't sound great at all. I'm gonna give it to you guys in a bit, but yeah, Saint Seiya live action. We got the top 10 selling manga series of the week, an update on the Cowboy Bebop live action Netflix series in particular, something that I want to say potentially is a marketing ploy because, yeah, I don't see this being actually like, yeah, we'll talk about it because it has something big to do with the Cowboy Bebop anime. We got an update regarding the whole situation with the creator of Tokyo Ghoul's new work, Chojin X, and it being serialized. We talked about it in the last episode. Well, got a little bit more insight into what's going on there. An update on the latest work from the creator of Gantz, Coming to an End, which I didn't even really realize up until recently that there was a new work from him after Inuyashiki. But yeah, we'll get into it. We got an update on the Vinland Saga anime, in particular season 2, from the creator of Vinland Saga's manga himself. Yeah, there was some misinformation going on and he came to clear it up. The TOC is here, in case you know what that is. It's basically the weekly Shonen Jump rankings, where the series fall and whatnot, and we've been talking about it recently regarding a couple of newbies, Red Hood and Nero, and yeah, we've got the results of where they land this weekend. It's something to say the least. And also updates of something that Shonen Jump is doing to push another big title, Donda Don. So we'll get into that one as well. We got an update on Shaman King Superstar, which I had no idea there was a Shaman King Superstar. Like, how many Shaman King spin-offs are there now at this point? But yeah, unfortunate one for fans of it at that. Massive, huge update for the My Hero Academia anime, in particular season 6. Yes, people, it continues, the My Hero Academia anime. We'll get into it. We got an announcement for a Higurashi When They Cry manga. I'm excited about that. If you don't know about Higurashi, it's a horror series, one of my favorite horror series, so we'll be getting into that. We got two pieces of Dr. Stone news, one of which for Dr. Stone fans is going to be earth shattering, and yeah, because one of them is, you know, mild and an update on something going on, but then the other one, you probably could tell from the title, but it looks like it's heading towards the finale for Dr. Stone. We'll talk about it, but yeah, we got a small update for the Black Clover manga. We got a ton of updates for Mission Yozakura. It seems like Shonen Jump is now starting to push the button with all sorts of stuff regarding events and different things that they're doing with the series. So we'll be getting into that. And a big update on the success of the Tokyo Revengers manga, taking a little bit more of a closer look at it because, yeah, it's been a phenomenon like no other this year. Well, I'd argue Jujutsu Kaisen was somewhere in the realm, but yeah, we've got a lot to talk about. Without further ado, people, let's jump into another exciting episode of
Four Number News!
The only news source that provides anything and everything anime and manga related. We don't bore you, we get into it. Let's do it.
No matter how you know, get it done. No matter how you know, get it done. No matter how you know.
Okay, people, so first on the agenda, we got a couple of pieces, big pieces of Boruto news, in particular, something for starters regarding Jump Festa 2022, and I am so happy that this was announced, because y'all remember, I want to say it was either last episode or the episode before that of Forever News, I spoke about that there was no Boruto panel or super stage in particular announced for Jump Festa. It was only like, I want to say One Piece and a few others, but there was no Boruto, and it actually has been confirmed that Boruto is getting a super stage. Let's read. It says, Boruto will be getting a super stage during this year's Jump Festa 2021, being held on December 18th and 19th. No specific date or time has been confirmed as of yet, but it'll more than likely be, I'm guessing maybe the 18th, I want to say. But either way, that is massive. That means that we're going to get something big. Y'all know last Jump Festa, there was Ikemoto there, and he was speaking about like the future of the series, how we're getting close to the time skip, even though it's kind of crazy. We're a year removed from that. And in that one, he was apologizing, saying, yeah, I said it was going to come soon, but it's really soon. And then we're a year removed, and we still haven't hit that time skip yet. But with this Jump Festa super stage, I'm excited. I hope that this is going to be big announcements for the future of the anime, because we got a lot to talk about with the anime after we talk about this Jump Festa stage. But I hope it's something to do with that. Maybe it could be finally another Boruto movie, which, yeah, Boruto does have a movie, you know, the Boruto Naruto the movie, but we haven't had a movie since Boruto as a series, as an anime and manga, has been, you know, conceptualized. We never got another film since then. A lot of people have been wondering, like, what's been going on with Studio Piro? Like, Black Clover never got a film, finally got announced. Boruto hasn't had a film since its debut. Like, the last Boruto film was, you know, what, 2015, 2014 or something like that. So it's been quite some time since we've gotten a Boruto film. And yeah, I'm hoping this could be that. It also could be a wide variety of things. It could be, you know, them announcing maybe another time travel arc, like what they did with the, you know, Jiraiya traveling back in time, which, I gonna lie, even though it had a lot of problems and all that jazz, for a fan service filling thing, it fulfilled me, and I really enjoyed that arc. So yeah, I'm curious to see what the hell they're gonna do. It could be an announcement on maybe again the time skip. Like, I think at this point, considering where we're at in the manga and stuff like that, a time skip should be the announcement. It should be the inevitable at this point of like, okay, you know, we've done everything we can do, and now it's time. And I said this on Twitter, but I definitely think it would be the case. I think it would be amazing, a huge deal, if they were to do the time skip and debut it as a film. Like, similar to how Boruto, you know, it got its big start with, like, the big Boruto Naruto movie film. What if they did a time skip film marketing the series as a lot darker, grittier? It's not the same Boruto that a lot of people maybe had disinterest in or whatever. Like, do something like that. I think that will definitely bring a lot of people to the table, rebranding it with the time skip of, you know, calling it Boruto Z, cutting out all those unnecessary fillers or anime canon, whatever. Or we could even take a different approach, and instead of cutting out the filler, so to speak, let the anime canonically go ahead of the manga. Allow, like, whatever the script is or whatever the idea, whoever's writing Boruto at this point, which is kind of crazy, it's like a headless horseman at this point, because, you know, it was confirmed Kishimoto, but then we don't really know if Kishimoto is there, because it's never been officially credited as him being the writer of the script and whatnot. But do what Dragon Ball Super did. Allow the Boruto anime to canonically go ahead of the manga and do things that way. Like, that would be huge. You get Boruto Z. It's like basically almost, you know, how anime canon is, but it actually goes to the forefront and the manga trails behind. I don't know. I think that would be sick with a Boruto Z-esque film leading the charge of all of it. But we gotta wait and see. Either way, all of that was just speculation. We just know that Jump Festa 2022 Boruto Super Stage will be happening. And while we're talking about the Boruto anime and its future, we got a few episode titles and whatnot for the future of the Boruto anime that definitely lends an idea of what's going to be happening following the wrap-up of the big arc that we're in right now with the battle against Isshiki Otsutsuki. But let's start reading. For starters, it says Boruto anime episode 220 will be titled Remaining Time, and that'll be out October 17th. And this info was originally published in the TV programming section of a lifestyle magazine. So we know Boruto 220 will be Remaining Time, which is kind of crazy that, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't Naruto originally 220 episodes, like OG Naruto? That is crazy that after October 17th, basically October 24th, unless there's a break, Boruto will have surpassed the amount of episodes original Naruto had. Kinda nuts. But then moving forward, which is gonna give us a real interesting insight, because these are the provisional titles for Boruto anime episodes airing at the end of October, and these are all courtesy of Organic Dinosaur, by the way, shoutouts to them. Episode 221, titled the Chunin exams again out October 24th. And before we go any further, that means that pretty much, unless there's something else coming, you know, rather quickly, that Boruto is going to be starting on October 24th, going into anime canon or filler, whatever you want to call it, moving forward. And yeah, that's going to be the move, which it doesn't necessarily say that Boruto is going to be around for the long haul, because there's also that whole info that was going around that Boruto has been confirmed for 248 episodes, I think it was said, or something like that. And yeah, so there's a possibility that they're going to wrap it all up and we're going to get another year's worth of filler. But I wouldn't be surprised if we get another year's worth of filler, just because we are about 9 or 10 chapters away from the manga. Crazy close to the point where we're going to need to pad out a lot of original anime content. And it's crazy. The Chunin exams, again, don't get me wrong, that actually sounds rather exciting. Like, I wouldn't mind a mini arc of the Chunin exams again, because yeah, they were interrupted, similar to Naruto Part 1 and stuff like that. But that's also crazy that October 24th, Boruto has more episodes than OG Naruto already. Kind of nuts. Then episode 222, the eve before the decisive battle, October 31st. And I'm wondering, what the hell does that mean? What is that in reference to? I'd imagine, again, that's probably something to do with anime canon, because I don't believe those are titles that go along with anything from the manga. But it's looking to be that moving forward, starting with October 24th, we are going to be going into anime filler canon, again, whatever you want to call it, anime canon, anime filler. And yeah, I mean, at the very least for a while, we're going to be there. We're going to be there. Hopefully they do some good stuff though, because we saw when Boruto was in anime canon and filler and all that shit for all of almost 2019's entirety, it was something else. The Boruto anime really was hated, and not too many people were really rocking with it. Hopefully they do a good job and they figure something out, because I think now is the perfect time, especially we just talked about the Jump Fest, the super stage for Boruto. Let's get into the time skip. Hopefully the manga is going to be doing that within the next couple months. That'll lead the anime to be able to rebrand and do something big. I don't know. But yeah, people, that's all the Boruto anime news we have today. I know it was a little bit hefty, but I felt this was very important to talk about and discuss. So we did. Okay, people, next up, Saint Seiya live action. We got a couple of articles here, and we got the actors that are already picked for the Saint Seiya live action. I don't know who greenlit this. Who said to do this? Like, for starters, the unofficial Shonen Jump Twitter said, Makenyu Madison, Eisman, Sean Bean, Famke Johnson, Nick Stahl, Diego Tinoco, and Mark DeCasas will be part of the cast of Knights of the Zodiac, a live-action adaptation of Saint Seiya made by Toei Animation and Sony Pictures Worldwide Acquisitions. And then we got a little bit more insight that I want to take a look into. It says, again, all of those names doing the live action. Pacific Rim Uprising actor Makenyu and Madison Eisman are leading the cast of Knights of the Zodiac, a live action adaptation of the 1980s manga and anime series titled Saint Seiya, being made by Toei Animation and Sony Pictures Worldwide Acquisitions. Sean Bean, Famke Janssen, Nick Stahl, Diego Tinoco, and Mark DeCasas are also in the firmament of the fantasy that's coming off of wrapping production. Holy shit, so it's already been made. Wow. And these are a lot of very difficult names to pronounce, so forgive me if I butcher them. Tomasz Bagiński, the Polish animator and special effects whiz who's worked on The Witcher, is directing the movie that Toei is producing. Okay, which is kind of crazy, since when does Toei do live action? But basically, it seems as though they already wrapped production. These are the actors and actresses, and I don't know, man. I'm expecting an absolute abomination of a train wreck. For starters, Toei Animation is doing a live action. Now, it could be that they're going to do similar to, I think they did like a really detailed CG Saint Seiya. Maybe they're using the actors and they're going to put a whole bunch of CG on them. But since when does Toei do live action? What is this? Like, I'm not even gonna lie, I'm utterly shocked and in disbelief that this is even happening. I don't even remember if I covered this or not when it was announced. And I mean, they got some big names like The Witcher executive producer being a part of it. I'm expecting horrible stuff. And if they delight me, if they impress, then so be it. But I am expecting this to be really, really bad. Like, Saint Seiya is one of those properties that it doesn't really lend itself too well to do live action, in my opinion. Like, maybe, you know, you get the armor and shit, but like, getting the armor alone, you know, the Saint armor to look a certain way, and I don't know, man. And the actors themselves, they don't, where's Saint Seiya and these actors? This is gonna be bad. And grab your popcorn, because I told you here first, if I'm wrong, so be it. Great. If not, yeah. Okay, people, moving forward, these are Oricon's top 10 weekly chart by series. Coming in at number 10, JoJolion with 82,196. I'd imagine a new volume probably came out. That's why it shot up in sales like that, because again, this is by series, not just singular volumes. Number 9, Shumatsu no Valkyrie, aka Record of Ragnarok, with 86,484. Number 8, Yubisaki to Reverend. Well, I have no idea what that is. That's a Kodansha title. Number 7, Kaiju number 8, still selling a bunch of stuff. 98,180 this week. Kimetsu no Yaiba, god damn. Demon Slayer number 6, 99,000 this week. Number 5, Golden Kamuy, 115,000. Number 4, My Hero Academia, 140,000. And then top 3, One Piece, still at number 3, baby, 152,533 this week. 2, Dungeon Meshi, I've never heard of that. And yeah, I don't even know who that publisher is. Enterbrain, interesting, 162,000. And then coming in at number 1 with literally 10 times the amount of sales as number 2, Tokyo Revengers with 1.6 million. Again, I'm going to keep on saying it. I'm caught up now. Now I'm caught up to date with the manga. And I'm going to have a video at some point, hopefully this week, if not next week, on the actual manga. It deserves every freaking sale. It is very addictive. That's probably why the people are going out. Like, they'll buy maybe like the first 3 volumes, and then they'll be like, okay, I need to read some more. So they'll probably buy another 3. Then they probably realize, fuck, I'm addicted to this shit. And they probably buy the whole thing. That's just my opinion. Like, it's that damn good. Selling 10 times more than number 2 as a collective. But it makes sense, because if you've seen the charts, top 50 selling, Tokyo Revengers has been absolutely dominating, decimating the competition. So big shout outs to Ken Wakui's Tokyo Revengers. Okay, people, next up, big update on the Cowboy Bebop live action. And in my opinion, this announcement was to get people to feel a certain way and to market it to the anime fandom that may not want to check it out. I feel like this is, I don't want to say a last-ditch effort, but somewhere in that realm of like, okay, anime fans, they already are making up their minds before even watching it. They're not going to watch it. Well, how do we entice them? Tell them that it expands on the anime, the thing that they actually love, so they'll kind of feel obligated to watch it in some fashion. That's how I feel about this announcement, because according to this, it says Netflix's live-action Cowboy Bebop show to expand on anime's canon. I also want to add to what I just said that I feel like that is also going to be an excuse for them to do whatever the fuck they wanted to do with this one. That's why I feel like they're trying to do it. Like, oh no, we're expanding on the anime. No, you're doing whatever the hell you wanted to do and making up an excuse. Like, that's what I feel why this is being announced as well. Andre Nemec, one of the showrunners for Netflix's live-action adaptation of Sunrise's Cowboy Bebop, stated in an interview with entertainment magazine Entertainment Weekly on Tuesday that the live-action adaptation will be an expansion to the canon of the anime, adding original stories. He added that the series will not be a full-on remake, saying that just redoing the anime will leave an audience hungry for something that they already saw. Nemec said the live-action series does a quote-unquote really nice job of not violating the canon in any direction, but merely offers some extra glimpses into the world that was already created. Nemec also revealed in the interview that he was introduced to the anime when he heard some electric funky jazz music from Cowboy Bebop composer Yoko Kanno on the radio while driving in New York. Kanno is herself returning to work on the live-action series. The 10-episode series will premiere on November 19th. And, of course, the series is a co-production between Netflix and Tomorrow Studios, with Netflix handling physical production. Tomorrow Studios is a partnership between producer Marty Adelston, who did Prison Break, Teen Wolf, and is producer for the live-action One Piece project. Oh, God. So, one of the people attached to Cowboy Bebop is also producing the One Piece live-action. I don't know. Like, a part of me feels like in comparison, we just spoke about the Saint Seiya live-action movie. A part of me feels like this could be executed better, but them adding these things like, oh, it's going to be an expansion to the anime, and basically we're going to have, it's not going to be a one-on-one remake, there's going to be some original stuff in there. That's worrisome. Those are worrisome signs of, they know that it's not going to bode well with fans, so they did whatever they wanted to do in certain areas, in certain regards, and that's going to piss people off, just being honest. It's very similar to what happened with Netflix's Death Note. They didn't say, you know, we expanded the anime or anything like that, but they did some wild stuff, and look how that turned out. So, I don't know. I ain't gonna lie. I have more faith for the Cowboy Bebop one than that Saint Seiya, what looks like an abomination, to be honest with you. But, yeah, these are writings on the walls that it's not going to go over very well. Like I said before, I'm going to give it a try. Come November, I will check out at the very least the first episode. I'll grab my popcorn. I'll get ready to see what it's all about. But I'm not expecting amazingness. I'm expecting, I don't want to say a train wreck neither. I'm expecting, like, on a scale of 1 through 10, I'm expecting a 3 to a 4 out of 10. If I get a 5, which I call average, or a 6, I will be very, very happy. But I'm expecting a 3 or 4. With Saint Seiya, I'm expecting no more than a 1 to a 2, just being honest with you. Like, so there's my rating scale. Like, a 5 or a 6 will be great. With Netflix's Cowboy Bebop, again, I'm expecting a 3 or 4. But coming in with low expectations may help to pleasantly surprise me. I don't know. But yeah, I'm very curious what you guys think about this, of them quote-unquote expanding on the anime with original content and not being a one-on-one remake. It's a good and a bad, because then at the very least it'll take away the idea of, like, oh, they're disrespecting. But it's called Cowboy Bebop, okay? It's called Cowboy Bebop. Yeah. Moving forward, we got an update finally giving clarity on what's going on with the new series from the creator of Tokyo Ghoul, Chojin X. I spoke about it a couple different times that they announced that it was getting properly serialized, and we didn't know exactly what that meant. However, it's been cleared up what's going on with it. According to this, it says, Chojin X manga by Tokyo Ghoul Sui Ishida gets serialization in Young Jump on October 14th. According to this, it says, this year's 43rd issue of Shueisha's weekly Young Jump magazine revealed on Wednesday that Sui Ishida's Chojin X manga will also begin serializing in the magazine beginning with the 46th issue on October 14th. The manga already serializes on Shueisha's Tonari no Young Jump manga website. And how I know it's going to be from chapter 1? Because according to this one, it says, Chojin X by Sui Ishida will start with chapter 1 in weekly Young Jump issue number 46 out October 14th. And it'll get a special new color page by Sui Ishida for the release as well. However, the series will continue to run on Tonari Young Jump's web service, which more than likely Sui Ishida is going to continue dropping the chapters as he feels like it, and then they will put them in the magazine, because they're already behind by, like, you know what, there's about 8 or 9 chapters, so they got a couple of months to basically continue throwing them in the magazine. If Sui Ishida takes too long, then it'll be an issue, but there'll probably be weeks basically where it won't be in the magazine until they wait till the next one he drops. But I think that's probably what the deal is going to be. Like, Sui Ishida can put them out when he wants on the website, and then the magazine, as soon as they're available, are going to throw them in the magazine, which I think it's a good thing in a way. It's definitely going to lend to boost his popularity, because right now, being web only on, you know, Tonari no Jump website, like, I don't know what the traffic is on that website, but I can't imagine it being as significant as, you know, the big weekly Young Jump Seinen magazine. And yeah, I'm rooting for this, man. I am very, very, very much so behind this one. I need to catch up, of course, but Sui Ishida's name holds a lot of weight for me, and I'm just glad that it's going to be, you know, from chapter 1. They're going to put it in weekly Young Jump to give it that boost, and hopefully it does something for it. It kind of makes me wonder why they're deciding to do this. I have a couple of theories. In particular, I'm guessing that maybe it's not blowing up like they'd hope, and of course he's the author of Tokyo Ghoul, so they probably want this to blow up, because, like, that's a big deal. Like, yo, you made Tokyo Ghoul. To this day is very big, especially here in the West. I'd imagine they want this to blow up on that level, and they're like, yo, it's cool, you're scheduling all that stuff, we want to put this in our big weekly Young Jump magazine. I'm just saying. But yeah, I really need to catch up and make another video talking about, like, what's going on in the manga and how it's faring so far, because again, I only talked about chapter 1. And yeah, people, that's the big news regarding Chojin X being serialized. It is starting from chapter 1 in weekly Young Jump, but you can still expect those chapters continue on from where it's at to be released digitally. Okay, people, next up, we got a big update regarding the latest series from the author of Gantz. It's called Gigant, if I'm not mistaken. And on September 9th, it was said, which I want to say I missed this one, Gigant by Hiroya Oku will end with the next chapter in upcoming Big Comic Superior issue 20, out September 24th, and the final volume will be out December 27th. And the series has 1.5 million copies in circulation, yada yada. And I've heard a lot of wild things about this. Well, just an update update on that story, which again, it's kind of crazy. I didn't even know that the author of Gantz had a new series out. But Gigant's final chapter by Hiroya Oku will have 45 pages. So the final chapter will be a big one. That's one that I'm interested in getting into, because the author of Gantz, like Gantz, again, I've said this before, it wasn't the most impactful series to me. Like, I really liked the first half of the anime when I watched it, but I never got into the manga. But I liked it for the most part, but it wasn't like anything outrageously great. I guess I like the shock factor that it delivered, to be honest with you. But Inuyashiki, his other manga that he did after Gantz, that shit, masterpiece in my opinion. And funny enough, it had a bunch of Gantz references and shit like that. Like, if this series is anywhere close to the ballpark of how incredible Inuyashiki was, oh my god, then I am so freaking pumped. I can't wait. Honestly, the art looks kind of dope. Gigant, I'd expect this will probably get an anime as well. Maybe, who knows, the same way Amazon did. I want to say it was Amazon that got the Inuyashiki anime. I will definitely get on Amazon Prime again for another work from Hiroya Oku, because Inuyashiki, that was his masterpiece. A lot of people know him from Gantz. You should know him from Inuyashiki. That shit was incredible. Okay, people, next up, a big update on the Vinland Saga anime. So basically, a big Vinland Saga fan account had posted that there was fake news about the Vinland Saga anime going around, that there was a YouTube video, which I want to say this was all happening in Japan, and the YouTube video was saying that the anime is going to take a different direction from the manga and all of this stuff. And the author of Vinland Saga himself came out to talk and address this whole thing that was going around, that Vinland Saga was going to deviate from the anime, which I'll be honest with you, like, I highly doubt that, just because, like, Vinland Saga, it was so impactful. And I get it that there's rumors like maybe people aren't going to like the next season of Vinland Saga because of the way it's done. It's very different from season one. I don't know that to be the truth. I haven't seen or read anything past season one, so I don't personally know. But I've heard those whispers around there, so maybe that's where this whole video came from. I'm not really sure. But the creator of Vinland Saga himself came out and said, "You don't have to worry. The animation production team respects the original very much. Thank you for enjoying Vinland Saga." So basically, he said, can the rumors, they respect my story. They're not going to go anime original with that bad boy at all, which thank goodness, because Vinland Saga season one was a masterpiece. I don't know what I'm in store for with season two, but I trust this author's judgment, because yo, season one of Vinland Saga was insanely great. Like, that was another really dope one. Now that I think about it, yo, Amazon got some good taste in anime, because they had Inuyashiki and they have Vinland Saga. Like, maybe we should trust Amazon's judgment. I don't know. They also had Blade of the Immortal, now that I think about it. Yo, whoever's picking titles at Amazon Prime, y'all got good taste. So yeah, have no fear. Vinland Saga Season 2 is going to be faithful to the manga, according to the author himself. Okay, people, next up, the weekly Shonen Jump rankings are here, and there's always been a back and forth on what the significance of this ranking system is. I just know that, and it's been pretty much factual, that usually when a series is always at the bottom constantly, aside from a few select exemptions from this, like Demon Slayer, that shit was always in the bottom, and then once it blew up, it, you know, took off to another stratosphere. Usually when you're at the bottom, often, especially early on, you get the axe. And in the latest issue, yet again, this time issue number 43, the bottom two, Red Hood at number 15 at the dead last bottom, and then Neru, the other recent serialization in Shonen Jump, at number 14 right above it. So yeah, it's really not looking good for Red Hood, and this is going to be a big, big shame. I'm sure, similar to how Phantom Seer had a lot of people very upset, this Red Hood series, if it gets canceled, which is starting to look that way, it's going to really piss people off, man. I can't even believe it. Like, what's going on, Japan? Why aren't y'all digging Red Hood? It's so good. And even Neru, I've heard some good things. I only read chapter one. I wasn't the biggest fan, but so I can't really completely vouch for Neru. I can vouch for Hunter's Guild Red Hood. What are you doing, Japan? Y'all going to let this one slip by? Y'all really going to do this to us? Like, come on, man. So once again, things not looking good for Red Hood. According to this, it said the TOC is here, and next week we will be getting a special 32-page chapter of Don the Don by Tatsuyuki Nobu, which, in case you don't know, Don the Don, to my understanding, has not been serialized in a physical publication as of yet. It is a Jump Plus title, which is a digital distribution, so this is kind of big that they're actually putting a special chapter of Don the Don in Weekly Shonen Jump. I'd imagine that's to market it to people, to, you know, their big audience from the Jump magazine, to go check out this series, because they're probably betting big on it being like the next big thing, which it's also kind of crazy because them putting a 32-page special chapter in there to, you know, bring people in, Shonen Jump's readership over there in Japan, there are a lot of younger kids. And if you've read Dawn to Dawn, one of the big things is about an old lady wanting this kid's Wang Wang. So you're going to bring a lot of little young ones to go check that out. Like, one of the big things about it being on Jump Plus was that, oh, you know, they don't got to worry about kiddos and shit. It's on a digital platform. You know, that's the parents' responsibility. It's not on magazine stands where a kid can just grab it and look at whatever crazy shit is going on. This is going to be funny to hear if there's anything that blows back from this of, hey, putting Dawn to Dawn on, you know, stands everywhere in Weekly Shonen Jump, where they're talking about an old lady trying to take a little boy's... But yeah, either way, that's going to be big. That's definitely going to boost the popularity of Dawn to Dawn, and also showcases that Shonen Jump is very heavily betting on Dawn to Dawn to be something big, if they're even doing a special chapter of Dawn to Dawn to put in Weekly Shonen Jump when Dawn to Dawn is a Jump Plus title. They don't do that. To my understanding, I don't believe they've done a Kaiju number 8 special chapter for Jump. Yeah, they want to blow this shit up. It also could be, though, there's the other side of it. It could be that maybe the first week sales for the first volume weren't what they were hoping for and expected, and they're trying to give it a boost, because I think it did all right. It did like about 59, I want to say almost 60,000 with its first week sales, but maybe they want like what Kaiju number 8. Kaiju number 8, I want to say what its first volume was doing. Astronomical numbers. So maybe that's what they're hoping for, and that's why they're doing this. Either way, shout outs to Dawn to Dawn, and also very big bummer that Red Hood and Niru are again at the bottom. Okay, people, next up, big update on Shaman King, in particular Shaman King Superstar manga, which I had no idea there was a Shaman King Superstar manga. But according to this, it says Shaman King the Superstar manga goes on hiatus. The October issue of Kodansha's Shonen magazine Edge revealed on Friday that Shaman King the Superstar, Hiroyuki Take's new arc for his Shaman King manga, will go on hiatus due to Take currently being busy and occupied by other work. The magazine will announce the manga's resumption at a later date. Take launched the manga in Shonen magazine Edge in May 2018 after publishing 3 prologue chapters. Kodansha published the manga's 5th compiled book volume on February 17th, and I have no idea what this is about. I'm imagining maybe it continues off from where Shaman King left off, but either way, yeah, I'm wondering what is he busy with. Isn't Shaman King his big deal, like his big thing? It could be like real life personal issues, but they didn't say anything about health. But if he's busy with other things, maybe it could be something to do with like the anime. Maybe they have him consulting on how to adapt certain things. That could be a big thing, because that's been a little bit more recent of a thing where they bring the manga creators in to get their input on how to do particular stuff in an anime. So maybe they have him working there, or again, it could be personal life stuff. But either way, whatever it may be, for him to actually put his thing on hold, on hiatus until a later time, I'm sure it's important. Wishing him positive vibes and best wishes on whatever he got going on. And yeah, it's a bummer for fans of Shaman King, but it will return at some given point. Shaman King Superstar, as of now though, on hiatus. Okay, people, next up, My Hero Academia anime update. Now, season 6 has been confirmed, according to a couple of different sources. For starters, well, the Weekly Shonen Jump unofficial account said My Hero Academia season 6 is in production, but then we got a little bit more with a piece of art that says My Hero Academia anime season 6 officially confirmed, and Shigi Shigaraki says, "I'll destroy everything." The middle line says, "The war between heroes and villains is approaching," and Deku says, "I'll use everything I have to stop you." Now, y'all know I've been very critical of season 5. I am really fingers crossed right now that they don't botch season 6, because season 5 was supposed to have the second best arc. I've always said this since, you know, I started talking about this. Season 5 was supposed to have the second best arc, and season 6 is supposed to have the best arc. Season 5 had My Villain Academia. Y'all know I'm not going to retread through there how I felt. I was very critical, I'll say that, of everything about season 5 and whatnot. I want to say they said that they cleared up the last few episodes. A lot of people have been saying like, no, the last few episodes were really good. I haven't watched it in a few weeks now at this point. But yeah, people have said it got better. But either way, season 5, there was a lot of complaints that I had for it. I am really hoping that they're not working on another film right now. I'm hoping that they're taking all of that manpower that they would have used, you know, spreading to different teams and whatnot, and put it all to focus in on making a quality, proper adaptation for My Hero Academia season 6, because this is supposed to be the creme de la creme of everything My Hero Academia so far. Like, My Hero Academia hasn't had a better arc than this one, this big war that is being teased since. And I hope that they do it justice. I hope, again, there's no film going on, so they don't got to split the crew, which there's probably a film going on, to be honest with you. But I hope they don't have, like, a whole bunch of hoorah going on, hoopla going on regarding, oh, we're going to switch up the placement of the arcs, and we're going to have, like, no. Do it straight up. You have the guide right there. The manga is right there. All you got to do is copy and paste and do it in quality, high-quality art and animation, and we're golden. But, yeah, it's been confirmed season 6, so if we're in 2021 right now, probably if we're wrapping up going into fall, I'm guessing maybe next fall or somewhere around there. You know, they take about a year or so. Maybe next fall or winter, My Hero Academia season 6. And I'm just fingers crossed that they don't botch this shit, because they absolutely can. We've seen what happened with season 5. Not this one, Bones. Like, Bones, put your head on straight, screw it on, you know what I'm saying? And make sure you get this one right, because not this one, Bones. This one, we're going to come with our pitchforks and all of that jazz, because this is supposed to be special. Please get it right. Either way, My Hero Academia Season 6 already confirmed in production, and it's going into one of the biggest arcs, the biggest arc in my opinion, thus far. Okay, people, next up, we got a couple of huge pieces of Dr. Stone news. For starters, Dr. Stone will be on break next week in Weekly Shonen Jump issue number 44. However, the series will return in issue number 45 as scheduled. So, not the biggest thing in the world, but it is going on break, so unfortunate for Dr. Stone manga readers. I'm an anime only. However, this news right here has been rocking people all morning since I've seen it. Dr. Stone is coming to an end. It's entering its final arc, which final arcs, we've seen the, you know, fourth grade Shinobi War last 5 years, so I always say you'd never know how long a final arc could be. But according to this, it says Dr. Stone will be starting the final arc of the series after resuming in Weekly Shonen Jump issue number 45. So no chapter, and then boom, final arc. I feel like people have been saying for a while that it's been getting real serious. You know, shit has gotten real in Dr. Stone. So it doesn't come off as like a complete and utter surprise, like, oh, it's canceled or anything like that. I wouldn't be surprised if the authors, they've been working on this series, I want to say, since like 2015 or so, maybe 2016. It's been about 5 or 6, maybe even going on 7 years or some shit like that with this story. I wouldn't be surprised if they're ready to end it. And you figure if they're starting the final arc now, that doesn't mean that it's going to end within a couple of weeks. It could be that it goes till 2023. It could be all of 2022, because Dr. Stone has had a lot of lore, a lot of world building, a lot of setup and shit like that. I'm sure there's a bunch of stuff that they have to make sure they tie up all the loose ends and things like that. So it still could go on for quite some time, but it is confirmed ending. It is confirmed going into its final arc, which it's kind of crazy. Like, in the next few years, once again, Shonen Jump is going to be radically different than it even was throughout the, you know, 2015s to 2020. Like, already alone, Promised Neverland, Demon Slayer, so many series are going bye-bye, and Dr. Stone is up next. Gonna be a shame, because Boichi's art, whatever Boichi does next, my god, I can't wait, because his art is, it's something different, to say the least. Dr. Stone, final arc. Let's go. Hopefully the anime does it justice all the way through. Like, they better keep on, because I've been an anime only this far. I want a full-on faithful adaptation. Okay, Higurashi When They Cry fans, horror manga fans, horror anime fans in general, apparently Higurashi is getting a new manga. According to this, it says, Higurashi no Naku Koro ni will start 2 new manga series on November 25th, 2021. Higurashi no Naku Koro ni Oniokoshi Hen on Gangan Online website by Natsumi K. And then Higurashi no Naku Koro ni Hoshi Watashi Hen in Big Gangan issue 12 by Tokiya Sego, which, okay, so 2 different authors. I love me some When They Cry. In fact, I want to say I've let enough build up where I got a shit ton of episodes to watch of the new one. Definitely got, oh my god, we're in Halloween season 2. Let's freaking go. I'm gonna watch a shit ton. Oh my god, I got a whole bunch of When They Cry brand new stuff to watch in October. It just kind of hit me right now. I'm very, very pumped. And that means more than likely, if they're doing these manga, probably they're gonna have more When They Cry anime down the road as well. Let's go, baby. One of the best horror out there. Always a freaking scary pleasure, to say the least. Higurashi When They Cry. Okay, people, just a small update for Black Clover. According to this, it says Black Clover will be on break next week in Weekly Shonen Jump issue number 44, and the series will resume in issue number 45 as scheduled. So no chapter Black Clover for issue 44, which I always say, yo, get your rest, do your thing. Tabata, come back stronger. And the last few chapters have been hitting quite differently, to say the least. So yeah, do your thing. And it seems as though this is probably going to continue to be the norm moving forward with Shonen Jump. It started with Oda, Eiichiro Oda, the creator of One Piece. Like every third or every seventh week or some shit like that, he gets a break. And then once the whole pandemic hit and everybody had to transition from analog to straight up digital because to meet working conditions and whatnot, then they started going this route of giving the authors a break here and there because they're not accustomed to drawing and working under these conditions. So yeah, this seems to be that it's going to be a staple of the norm of giving the authors a break every so often, and I'm all here for it. You can't have more Black Clover if Yuki Tabata drops dead tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? Like, let the man enjoy life a little bit, rest up, and then you'll get your manga, okay? Like, just relax a little bit for the people that are impatient assholes that don't understand that these authors are humans, real, living, breathing people. Tabata, rest up, get well, enjoy yourself, come back stronger. Okay, next up, Mission Yozakura fans out there. According to this, it says Mission Yozakura will be receiving 10 new projects to commemorate the second anniversary of the series, and the series has also reached 1 million copies in circulation. That doesn't sound crazy or anything like that, but the new project for Mission Yozakura family revealed the first character popularity poll for the series, okay, character relationship and highlight chart, a Gaiden extra released on Jump and Jump Plus, a voice calendar will be released daily, and 4 new drama episodes with a new cast. Holy shit, that's quite a bit. Oh, and 6 through 10. New merch for the series, pop-up shops at Shibuya Tower Records, panel exhibition, wallpapers, volume 10 release, and lastly, the series will be receiving a bonus chapter in weekly Shonen Jump issue 44. Wow, they're doing a lot for this one. No, nobody can say that Shonen Jump didn't give Mission Yozakura the works. I mean, it's been for a long time, felt like it's kind of been a quaint relic that they haven't pushed, but this is definitely going to make up for it in the popularity department. And I want to say, wasn't it already announced that an anime is in the works? So that should make it get some traction. To be honest with you, this is one that I've never really dove into. Like, this is one that maybe I'll probably wait for whenever the anime comes and I'll be anime only, just because I have no idea what the heck this thing is even about. But Mission Yozakura fans, y'all about to be feasting like a motherfucker. Okay, people, and last on the docket, Tokyo Revengers. Here we have a chart that shows the manga sales while the anime has been broadcasting, just the giant skyrocketing. And it's absolutely insane that starting off at the very first, like when the anime started, it was, you know, pebbles. Like that's the 300k line. If you're looking at it right now, it was doing like nothing in comparison. Appeared in an Anime Talk TV show, boom. Appeared in King Brunch TV show, boom. Oh my god, it just seemed to skyrocket. Is insane. Holy shit, 25 million, 32 million total copies in circulation in Japan, including the 35 million. I'm curious to see at the end of the year if possibly Tokyo Revengers can outdo some of the Goliaths out there. Like, it's definitely going to outdo, I want to say it's outdoing One Piece. It's probably going to be outdoing, like, I wonder, will it outdo Jujutsu Kaisen? I think Jujutsu Kaisen might actually beat it out in the end. I'm not really sure, but either way, Tokyo Revengers is going to be top 3 hands down. It's just looking at this chart. The crazy thing is that people aren't even, like, celebrating how, like, dope the Tokyo Revengers anime is. They're like, it's a mid-adaptation, whatever. Like, it's so topsy-turvy that with Demon Slayer was the exact opposite, where everybody was like, the anime is the goat, the manga's mid, and this one is, the manga's the goat, the anime's mid. But over there in Japan, the sales tell a different story, because it wasn't until after the anime that boom, look at the sales, insane. And that's a testament to, an anime doesn't need to have this outstanding, insane amount of animation and sakuga and all this stuff to pop. If it's a really dope story and it, you know, can translate very well, then boom, look at the success. And shout out to Tokyo Revengers yet again. Insane, huge. I can't wait to see what the sales are for the biggest titles of this year. We're about 2 months off to see who's the king of 2021. I'm pretty sure it's probably still gonna be maybe Demon Slayer or Jujutsu. I'm thinking maybe like it'll be Demon Slayer, Jujutsu, and Tokyo Revengers, or Demon Slayer and Tokyo Revengers, somewhere in that ballpark. but we gotta wait and see. Either way, Tokyo Revengers, greatness! And yeah, people, those are all the stories we have for today's episode. I'm curious what you guys think. The two pieces of Boruto news, including the Jump Fest of 2021 or 2022 stage, and also the big updates for the anime moving forward following the Ishiki Otsutsuki stuff, seemingly going back down the road of anime original. Saint Seiya's live action movie, that's probably going to be a massive, disgusting train wreck. The top 10 selling manga series of the week, Cowboy Bebop live action, according to them, being an expansion of the anime. Okay. A Chojin X serialized from chapter 1 on in Young Jump. Well, it'll also be on the website as well. From the Gantz creator, Gigant, final chapter and the big beefy amount of pages to it. Vinland Saga author speaking out about the anime and that the staff really loves the source material and they're going to do right by it. The weekly Shonen Jump rankings with Red Hood hitting dead last yet again. And Don to Don having a big special chapter coming to weekly Shonen Jump when it's a Jump Plus title. That's very big. Shaman King Superstar going on hiatus. My Hero Academia Season 6. Please don't botch it. Please don't botch it. God damn it. Dr. Stone going on break and then entering its final arc. Very, very big stuff there. Higurashi getting a manga. New manga. Two new manga at that. Mission Yozakura, all these updates, Black Clover going on break, and Tokyo Revengers sales chart showcasing how massive the anime has done of a boost for it. And your thoughts on any of the stories we covered in today's episode. But that's all I have for this one. Thanks for watching. Hope you enjoyed. If you liked anything I had to say or enjoyed the video, drop me a like. I'd greatly appreciate it. And if you want more from me, make sure to subscribe. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram. Hit that bell to get all notifications. And if you want to follow any of my other social media, links in the description below. I'm Fineb World. And as always, people, have an awesome day.
And remember the golden rule.
Anime and manga.
Voila! Bye.
Have an awesome day. Peace in, and you guys just watched another episode of
Four Never News.
Have an awesome day.